weather. She doesn't like the weather much this time of year. Has friends to make it better for her when they're in town, which is almost never these days. Her moods are fixed by the shape of the sky, how it snoods the view. All things made of air depress her, the pressure of it bearing down. It's impolite somehow, plain rude. The rattlers curl down deeper under stones when she comes near. Cicadas stop their creaking in the magnolias, waiting for all clear. We will screech our wings together again, they tell each other, wishing away the unseasonal stillness. We will be what we are, they pray in pantomime, and wonder what she might take into her head to do about it. And then, the rain, sneaking into everything. Her hair sticks to her neck and forehead like itchy gauze. She feels shrouded by circumstance, headed for lockup at hydroponic speed, carried away by weather that should know its place as she knows hers, or did once, when her feet were always bare and the windows always open.